We turn to a story that made headlines this week as the government killed it. Basically, the Pentagon wanted to let the markets help decide the likelihood of future events in the Middle East. Joining us is The New Yorker's financial columnist, James Surowiecki, who wrote an article about the plan in Slate. James, explain this again for us, if you could.
Well, essentially, the Pentagon was going to set up a market which would allow people to buy and sell futures contracts based on events in the Middle East. Essentially, what a futures contract does, it allows you to either buy something that you think is going to happen or something that you think is not going to happen. The idea was that the price of the contract would then tell the Pentagon or the Defense Department how likely certain events were. The way the program was really intended to work was that there would be two kinds of contracts. One would be on things like the economic health of, say, Jordan or the civil stability of Syria. The other one would be sort of event-specific. But rather than, say, ask the market to try to predict when the next suicide bombing in Israel would be, that wasn't what they were trying to do. What they were trying to do was say something like, will Mahmoud Abbas still be head of the PA, the Palestinian Authority, in August of 2004? And essentially the notion was that the price of that contract would tell you something about how likely it was or was not.
As the price of corn futures perhaps will tell you what the corn crop's going to be like a year from now or something.
That's the exact analogy, yeah.
This turned out to be a huge political embarrassment because both Democratic and Republican senators got up and said, this is a terrible idea, it's ghoulish, you're betting on people's lives, and everybody started to run away from this. But you actually write that you think there's some merit to this idea.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of merit to the idea. There's considerable evidence that markets like this work. There's something called the Iowa Electronic Markets, which since 1988 has been using a similar market arrangement to try to predict the winners of presidential elections and actually other elections. And the IEM routinely outperforms polls and, you know, expert surveys, et cetera.
You know, one of the objections that people raised was that a terrorist could go to this market, say, I bet $500 is going to be a bus bombing tomorrow in Jerusalem, and set off the bomb the next day and make a lot of money.
There were not going to be any contracts that would have rewarded people for, say, setting off a bomb. If you did do that, let's say you bet on an impending future action, what you would be essentially doing is informing on yourself, because your bet would drive the price of the contract up. It would make it more likely that that the CIA or the Defense Department would say, it looks like something is going to happen here. And so you would essentially be ratting yourself out.
What happens when you have an idea like this that you say actually from a policy standpoint makes pretty good sense, but emotionally we just can't bring ourselves to use this tool even though it might make things better for us?
I would say two things about that. The first is that I wish someone in the Bush administration had done a better job of trying to explain why this thing might work, as opposed to just running for the hills. The more important thing, and I actually mentioned this in my article in Slate, is that all of the questions that this market would have been asking and trying to come up with answers to are questions that the United States government is already asking itself, basically within the CIA or the Defense Department. You know, so I don't think there was anything that these contracts would have been trying to solve that the United States government is not already calculating.
James Surowiecki writes the financial column for The New Yorker. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on.
And you can find a link to his column and all those futures markets that he's talked about at Slate.com.